and by the living word, written word, we may touch you, the living word, and we may partake of you, and we may find life for ourselves, to the glory of your name. We depend on you to open your word to us. Grant us spirit of understanding. Thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 12. And I read from verse 1. I read it to the end, and then we'll begin there. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And he stayed through the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness. There she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angel fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard the loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives even unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman, which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times, and have a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. If you can understand the picture Revelation chapter 12 is painting, is a key to a lot of things in the Bible. It's a major key, it's a central key to a lot of issues. The central issue, it's a key. I'm not saying the only key, it's a key to the whole eternal purpose of God. And so we'll trust the Holy Spirit to give us the understanding here. The way we are going to begin is that I would like to look at verse 5. And it says, she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. and a child was caught up unto God and to his throne. If you go back to chapter 2, and I want to read verse 26, 27. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over what? The nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received from my Father. And I will give him the morning star. So he who overcomes shall rule with the rod of iron. And like we have seen in that chapter 12, so chapter 12 is to bring out the issue of overcoming. Those who will overcome. And because they will overcome, it will be given to them. Power will be given to them to do what? To rule the nations of the earth. If you also look at verse 11 of chapter 12, it says, and they overcame. They overcome us. And they overcame. Him, they overcame. So the message, therefore, is issue of God is looking for those who will overcome. And let me also quickly ask us to go to chapter 3. And I want to read verse 21 and 22. And to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Now, let's compare also to chapter 12 and verse 5. If you compare that Revelation 3, 21, 22, being he that overcometh will sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. That means the throne is given for overcomers. We have dealt with this issue last week, that sitting on the throne doesn't mean physically sitting. It means being brought to a place of what? Authority in Christ. A place to rule. A place to have dominion. A place to be spiritual kings. That's what it means. So you have seen it there. And then compare that with chapter 12, verse 5. And he brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with the rod of iron. And a child was caught up to what? Unto God. And to where? Unto his own. That means the people again who are to rule and reign is confirming the same thing, the overcomers who will reign and rule with him and sit with him on the throne, they who overcame. Now Jesus, in that revelation, he that has ear, let him hear what the Spirit said. He that overcometh, he that overcometh, he that overcometh. Okay, so we're going to look at this issue, the issue of overcoming. The issue of being caught up to the throne. Now, in this chapter, we'll be dealing with such issues like issue of rapture. Because, I don't know whether we're going to detail today, but the language of the scripture is being caught up. Are you following me? The language of the scripture is being caught up to where? To his throne. To rule with him. Rule what? Nations of the earth with the rod of iron. And Paul say, and we that are alive shall be what? Cut up. So the word cut up. But we are now seeing, what does Paul mean when he say we that are alive? It's the same thing that is being said in the book, we that the overcomers. Are you following? Those who overcome, those are the ones who will be caught up. So those who overcome will be caught up. But caught up to where? Caught up to his throne. To sit on his throne, as it were, to take place of authority on his throne, to exercise authority and dominion on the throne. And then, authority where? What is this sphere? The nations, the earth, to rule. The world rule, they also means to shepherd. Okay? So that's what it means. To rule, to shepherd the nations of the earth. So that's why we say that the idea that just get born again, you don't need to overcome, you just get born again and live your life, and one day rapture will happen, you'll get just carry away. It's immediately meant bear here. Are you following? Okay. Now, the key issue to overcoming is what also I've said. He said, he that does what? It, yes, but what is the key issue to overcoming? He that hath what? Ears. Let him hear. So anyone who does not have spiritual ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches cannot do what? Overcome. Are we following? Now, and I want you to underline the word. It does not say he that hath ears to hear what the Spirit said to the church. It said to the churches. That means what God has said to his church from the beginning. The key, the message to overcoming. Now, for instance, what was it that God has been, for instance, we'll be looking at the issue of the Godhead, isn't it? God, this is what he's been saying to the churches. The voice of God, the things of the Spirit of God that have been said. And that's why he said they overcame by what? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Now, we need also to find out we need to break down what does it mean to overcome by both of the Lamb and their testimony. Now, in order to understand it, we have to also do a little, because it keeps saying there, you know, look at it again from verse 17. He said, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of us, which had the commandment of God and had what? The testimony of Jesus Christ. How did they overcome? First, by having here to hear what the Spirit said to the churches. And then we now see also he's saying here, they overcame by what? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies. Okay? Now, we will... When you talk about, we have said when it comes to the Lamb, he's talking about Jesus as our Savior, as our Passover Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb, we are saved by that blood. We are cleansed by that blood. We are justified by that blood. We are redeemed by that blood. We are brought into God's house by that blood. We are made joint here by that blood. We are made members of the family of God by that blood. Okay? The Bible says, in whom we have redemption, even in his blood. The blood. The blood. So that it's important that we should know that. And maybe we'll emphasize it. that the power to overcome begins to be given to us by the blood. By the blood. You know, we are saved because of that blood. We are delivered because of that blood. We are set free because of that blood. That blood is our basis for redemption. It is when that blood was applied that power of sin is broken, that we are born anew, that the Spirit of God came into us. That eternal blood. So, and that's why salvation is not by works. It's not what I can do, religious work, activities, and things like that. That the blood of the Lamb overcame by the blood of the Lamb. But then but we must also take it beyond just application of the blood. Okay? Now, it's also said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Now, what is the word of testimony? What's the word of testimony? Yes. That Jesus Christ is Lord. Yes? Amen. Eh? Confession of the mouth. Yes. Okay. That's the word of our testimony. Yes? Yes? You are the ground of who you are. Okay. You are all correct. But there's a key issue that is missing in what all of you have said. You are correct to some extent, but there's something missing in what you have said. Well, now, the scripture should set to it. Let's go to Revelation chapter 19. Are we there? And he says, verse 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see thou do it not, I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of what? Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is what? Okay. What is the testimony of Jesus now? Okay. What does that mean? Yeah. Yes. No, but you know, I understand. That's why I say what you say. He said the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Okay. Can somebody else try again? Can somebody try again? Yes. Now, let's remember that he's saying this is how to overcome. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So we want to know what is that word of. We have said, what is the word? They say is the spirit of prophecy. What is the spirit of prophecy? Yeah, I'm not really now some of the things you are saying here. But I just want you to see the scripture, the way, the synergy, the rhythm of the scripture. What it's just saying is this. Is this that you're just saying the same thing that I had already said. I said, how do you overcome? I said, the scripture says, he that hath what? Yes, let him what? Hear what the Spirit is saying, isn't it? What is this? What is? Then when the Bible says they overcame by the word of the blood and by the word of their testimony, in other words, what is him? And he said that testimony is a prophecy. And what he's simply saying is that a person who overcomes is a person who hears. Because what will Spirit testify to you? About Jesus. And in other words, saying whatever the Spirit says to you about Jesus, that's what you should do what? That's what you should hear and say. That's how you overcome. Are you following me? How do you overcome? It's what the Spirit tells you about Jesus that you proclaim and you keep hearing and proclaiming. Now, the underlined is this. If the Spirit of God says something to me, what must I say? I must keep saying what the Spirit says. And keep hearing what the Spirit says. And keep saying what the Spirit says. That's the way to do what? To overcome. Now, this is important that you capture. In other words, there's nobody who can overcome who is not doing what? Hearing the Holy Spirit and doing what the Holy Spirit is saying. Now, why? Because the moment a believer is hearing the Holy Spirit and doing what the Holy what will the Holy Spirit do for him? Yes, we'll give him prophecy, we'll give him revelation, it will give him understanding, it will give him first and foremost, such a person who is having such means that he's having a revelation of Christ. He's saying what the Spirit is saying about Christ. He's proclaiming what the Spirit is saying about Christ. And yes, but that will lead to something. What would that lead to? Becoming like? Yes? Number one, when I keep hearing the Spirit and speaking what the Spirit is saying and doing what the Spirit is saying, what will I become? I will drop carnality and become spiritual. Are you following me? Because I can't drop carnality except I'm hearing in the Spirit and I'm walking in the Spirit. I can't. Is it clear? Okay. Now, the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8, I think verse 13, it said, as we hear and obey the Holy Spirit, we are doing what? We are killing. We are killing the deeds of the body. We are killing the flesh. So in anybody who is not hearing the Holy Spirit, is not doing what? It's not killing the flesh. I don't know if you are following now. Are we following? Anyone who is not hearing the Holy Spirit and following the Holy Spirit is not doing what? Killing the flesh. Why? Is it as you obey the Holy Spirit? Let's look at that. In other words, a person who is spirit taught, spirit led, that will overcome. Jesus said, he that hath ear, let him hear what? What the Spirit is saying. That is the person who is spirit taught and spirit led that is going to overcome. Such people are the ones who are going to be cut off. Such ones are going to be the ones to sit with him on the throne. Because that's how he overcame. Okay, let's look at that Romans 8:13. What do you say? For if you live after the flesh, you shall do what? You shall die. But if you through the Spirit do the what mortify means to kill, the deeds of the body, you shall what? You shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit, they are what? Sons of God means the overcomers. Okay? That's why the Bible says the whole world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons. But the sons come to a place of being sons. That means if you continue not to walk in the spirit, you walk in the flesh. The Bible says you are not a son. You are what? A child. And you are carnal. That's what he said to the Corinthians. He said, I have many to say, but you can't. But because you remain children, you are a child. You are carnal. You can't be. So when he said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of so of that, what is that testimony? It's not that those who overcame, they are those who overcame by hearing the Spirit and doing what the Spirit is saying and being led by the Spirit. Because the Spirit will lead you in the way of what? In the way of truth, yes. In the way of revelation, yes. In what way will he lead you away? Again? Eh? In the way of? Yes. Well, what way again? Which way will the Holy Spirit lead you again? The way of? Eh? The way of killing death. Please. Don't tell me Holy Spirit is leading if he's not leading to death to serve. Who led Jesus Christ to the place of temptation? Holy Spirit, isn't he? Who led him to the cross? The Bible says he set his face. Who led him there? That's why when people say Holy Spirit led and led, you should find that one of the ways the Holy Spirit leads is he will lead you to a place where your flesh will die. If you just hear Holy telling you how to make money, how to have anointing, how to be this, how to be that, he's never leading you to a place of dying to yourself. Watch it. That's why I say they do what? They overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Abi? Because how did the Lamb shed his blood? By obeying the Holy Spirit. Abi? The same way. Okay, and he said they love not what? Their lives where? Unto death. And then that which life? Your self-life. Because if you are prepared to follow the Holy Spirit, that means you are prepared that your self-life should die. And you are prepared wherever the Holy Spirit leads you to go. That's why it says, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the Son. You know, when we are children, what we like is gifts. Abi? We don't. And God will attract us with gifts. Give us biscuits. But the essence is, when you begin to mature, God begins to lead you by the Holy Spirit to a place of death to your self-life. And that's where you become a son. That's where you become an overcomer. That's where you are going to be caught up. That's where you are going to sit on the throne. That's where you are going to be given power to exercise judgment over the nations. That is. But if you are God born again and you remain carnal, you never hear the Holy Spirit, you are never taught by the Holy Spirit, you are never led by the Holy Spirit, you are never led to a place of death by the Holy Spirit, you can never overcome. You are not a candidate for being caught up. You are not a candidate for being set on the throne of God to sit. Jesus said, as I overcame. Jesus said, I did nothing. What I hear from the Spirit. When he say Father there, it means the Spirit. I do nothing, I judge nothing, I say nothing of my way, say what I. And that's why, brethren, those of us in the ministry, if we never taught people we are leading to walk in the Spirit, we are just keeping them as what? As children, forever, babes. And they will never arrive anywhere. And once people are not walking the Spirit, they will walk by the law, by the flesh, by activities and programs. Any activity or program that is not led, initiated, led by the Holy Spirit will never bring any victory over the flesh. In fact, it will cause the flesh to grow stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Is it clear? So that's why when Paul was saying those of us who are alive where? In the Spirit. It's not say physically alive. Yes, physically alive, but more importantly, in the Spirit, shall be caught up. That's why the Bible says, blessed are they who died in the Lord. Who are those who died in the Lord? Those who are in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. That's why if somebody died, live carnally, even though born again, you are not saying we rejoice he died in the Lord. Who said he died in the Lord? You can say he died as a Christian. We have to go by the scripture. Okay, another scripture, Romans 8. It says, for the law of the Spirit of life has made me free from the law of sin and death. What is the law? A Christian walks in the law, but the law of the Spirit, not the law of the flesh. Not the law. The law of the flesh is the law of sin and death. Obey your flesh and you die. And you continue to die because to be carnally minded is death. If you live after the flesh, you shall do what? You shall die. So living after the flesh is walking the law of the Spirit, walking the law of sin and death. Okay? Walking the law of Moses is walking in carnal commandments. It's still the work of the same, it results in the same thing. Okay? So, therefore he said, therefore, there's now therefore no condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. Those who are in Christ Jesus are those who are not walking after the flesh, but after the Spirit, or in the Spirit. We are not debtors to live after the flesh. We are not debtors. Okay? So that's why if you begin to teach the issue of rapture, just get born again, you never teach the people to walk in the Spirit, overcome by the Spirit, led by the Spirit, taught by the Spirit, overcome by the Spirit. They are never going to be caught up. Okay? We have looked at the issue of God existing. Imagine you do not know the truth about Godhead. All you know is Trinity. Trinity was the teaching of the flesh, Abby. For the flesh. And by the flesh. Where will you end up? Dead. And we have loads and loads of teaching that are just what? Carnal commandments, teachings of men, the doctrines of men. And that's why we cannot walk in the Spirit. Because for you to walk in the Spirit, you have to be taught the things, the testimony of Jesus, the Spirit of prophecy, the things. That's why, if as a teacher, as a preacher, you are not hearing, and you are teaching people what you are hearing in the realm of the Spirit, if you are giving them your own teaching, or what you've read in books, or what you have... Okay? And I also want to call your attention to this, what we have read in chapter 12. You know, we look at the oneness of God. Here you see the oneness of Satan. It's called here the serpent. It's called here the devil. You call here the dragon. You call it all the his manifestation in this, his major manifestation are revealed in this Revelation chapter 12. That's why it's good to understand. After getting people saved, what do you teach them? What did you? What foundation did you lay? Let's go back to that. Let's go back to Revelation 12. And that's why we need to know when rapture is taught and he said that we fly into the heaven. And then we shall eat supper in the heaven. The marriage supper. What is the marriage supper? Chicken. And fried rice and beef. Okay. Let's go back to that Revelation 12. We have said that we are trusting God and it is to look at issues, teachings, doctrines, and see whether that's what the Spirit taught the apostles. Because he said, he that hath here, let him hear what the Spirit say to the churches. Not today, the churches. What did the Spirit teach the apostles from the beginning and has been teaching the church? Compare and is against and as opposed to the teachings of men. We have said that if you receive another gospel, you will receive another Jesus, and then you receive another spirit. So if you are taught something different from the truth, we will receive another person and then receive another spirit. We'll be saying we are going to heaven, but really we are like somebody say, if you meet the condition to receive his spirit and you are looking for Holy Ghost, you will get holy, you will not get the Holy Ghost. So the condition you fulfill is important. If you go to a bank now and you fill form for saving instead of withdrawing, or if you meant to go to Onitsha now and instead of taking a bus to Onitsha, you took a bus going to Sharia, you will end up in Sharia. Now, first one. So, and there appear a great wonder in heaven. The wonder, the word that wonder there means sign. And heaven there means what? The realm of the spirit. Not in the sky. You're saying in the realm of the spirit, in the spirit realm. Because most things that happen, they happen where? In the spirit realm. When a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars, and she being with child, cried travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appear another wonder in heaven, and behold a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule what? The nations with the rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Now, there are many things here, and I think we will take them one after the other. Now, we have a picture of a woman here. That's the first thing. And there appear a great wonder in heaven. What is this wonder or sign? It's a sign of a woman. And this woman must be a queen. A queen, sort of. Why? Because this woman has what? Clothed with the sun, under her feet, and upon her head was what? A crown. So this woman must be a queen. Or married to a king. Then we must ask ourselves, who is this woman? Okay? We say it's the church. How do we know it's the church? Okay. What if somebody say that woman there is not the church? If he says it's another thing. He says it's Israel. Some people say it's Israel. But it can't be Israel. Israel doesn't fit into this picture here. Why? Why is it that Israel will not fit into this picture? To rule the nations. Yeah. That's one of the That's correct. You also see that the other way also to know that this cannot fit into Israel is also because when you read the book of Revelation, you say what? This is a prophecy of what? No, yes, I know. You are now going to the... He said, this is prophecy about things to come. Yeah, to come. So it's a prophecy. Is it clear? And also, because the reason why some people think that is Israel is that they think because Israel has 12 tribes. And therefore, it should fit into Israel. But this is the way we should look at it. We should all look at it like this. The natural first, then what? The spiritual. Israel is a natural, it's a type, it's a shadow of the reality.
Are you following? So Israel is a tithe. The Bible says the natural first. The Bible says we are the Israel of God. They are the natural Israel. They had the shadows. They are the shadow. They represent things to come. So therefore, we will even agree that Israel was just a natural explanation of what is to be done later in the church. Do we understand? Okay. No problem. We will also answer by saying the principle of interpreting prophetic scripture is given to us in the book of Revelation. Because he who is, he who was, he who is yet to come. That's why you must always interpret prophetic scriptures. Therefore, we can use that principle to say, he who is, who he was, he who is to come. Are you following me? Okay? Because also in a way, Mary represents a picture. Because Mary brought forth what? A man child. Are you following me? But that man child came to die, and that man child, if you read this away, that man child promising that there will be other, who will be? Are you following me now? Who will be a company of a man child? Now, how do we take it? Let's take it like this. Because anything God does, he has done it before. He's doing it in one way today, and it's yet. That's why prophetic scripture fulfilling the level. We have what we call the... that's the way. There's a first stage fulfillment. There's a second. There's the third phase. That's why three is number of completion of fullness, of perfection. Let me put it in this way. Now, in the days of Isaiah prophesied that a maiden shall bear a son. Did that happen in the day of Isaiah? But it did. It did. Physically, because Isaiah prophecy was that for as a sign. Okay? But that same scripture was applied to who? So Jesus. That means what Isaiah prophesied happened in a measure as a sign. Because what we see is as a sign. Are you following me? So when Christ came, that same scripture was also lifted. So that's how prophetic scriptures are seen and interpreted. Okay? You will see in the Bible, there's also, it says, he who was, he who is to come. Who is, who was, that's what is done in the scripture. So if we are going to understand prophetic scripture, that's why we cannot say, I will not say, so those who say is Israel. Yes, they are correct. That was a measure, a shadow, a type, a pointer. If those who say is Mary, yes, that is true. It's only a pointer, a level of fulfillment, but it's yet to be a greater fulfillment. The mistake is to just take one level and not see the other level. Is it clear to us? Now, look at Paul. When God said to them in the New Testament, you must not muzzle the mouth of the horse that treaded the corn. Abi? But Paul now used that same scripture to say what? To the elders in the church. He applied that same scripture. He brought the natural into spiritual. And that's the Bible. That's the standard. He said the natural first, then the spiritual. Is it clear? There shouldn't be any controversy if you understand scripture this way. That is, you know, yes, there was a point, it was a pointer. Yes, it was a pointer. Yes, but there's still a fulfillment. There's still another level of fulfillment that we are yet to see. Okay? That's why the scripture has a personal application, corporate application, and then global application. We understand? So we keep the scripture that way. Then you understand. Then there won't be confusion. Yeah. But David went through some of them. But he also transferred beyond himself to the Lord. That woman cannot be there. What we are then saying is this. That woman is today the church. That because God will not, the earth can never be called. So the earth cannot be used in this sense. And you will see the reason why now the earth cannot be used in this sense. I will follow him. Okay? He said, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman. So we said this woman was clothed with what? What is the garment and the sun? And let's take the sun first. Then the question is that this woman was clothed with sun, wrapped with sun. Abby? Okay? What does that mean? If it's wrapped with the sun. Yes, spotless, shining, glorious. But being wrapped with the sun, remember that as a result of this being wrapped with the sun, the woman became what? Pregnant. I will follow him. So this sun must be representing something or somebody. Who is this sun representing? Sun of righteousness with healing in his wing. That sun is talking about Christ. According to Malachi. Let's go to Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wing, and ye shall go forth and grow up as the calves of the stall. So the Son of Righteousness there is who? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. So this woman was covered then, or clothed by the Lord. But then the another picture says, and the moon under where? Under her feet. What is the moon now? What does the moon represent? If the sun represents Christ, what does the moon represent? The church. Under Christ. And the woman too, the church. Eh? Represent the gospel. Now, let's take the let's take a look at the moon here. Now, but I want you to take note that this moon was where. Under our feet. Where somebody, something is under your feet, it means what? You have, eh? You have, or you are above it. It's under you. You are control. It's up. We are above it. Are we following? So, it's the church. That's what you are saying. Eh? The earth. It was saying the earth. Now, let's go a bit. We are told that the moon is only a reflection of what? Of the sun, isn't it? That the moon has no life of its own. It's only a reflection. Life of the sun. So that means this moon was taking light from where? From the sun. And if we say the sun is who? Christ. That means this moon has a relationship with Christ. Yes. Yes. Now, do we agree? Okay. But we must understand here that the woman seemed now to get the attention. Instead of the moon now, instead of the sun shining this light on the moon, the sun is giving all the light to who? To the woman. Is that clear? Eh? Eh? But it's not beaming in it again. Yeah. Yes. 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 Yeah. Yes. 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 What you said is the truth. Yes. Now, that's exactly where we are going. That's exactly where we are going. And you will see why it is so very soon. Abi, notice, before I explain, notice that this woman too has a child to deliver. And the child is not the same with the mother. And this child was the one now to do what? To rule. That's why we say the church does not stay in one form. It matter. Yes. Don't be confused yet. We are going to clear this. The church metamorphosizes into things growing. That's why we must understand the mystery of the church. And that's why I said to us at the beginning, if you understand this passage, you will understand a lot of things about eternal things, eternal purpose of God. The church, Christ, the kingdom, is loaded here in this chapter. Let me also put it this way for you. Now, let's go back to the tabernacle. In the tabernacle, we have how many compartments? Outer court, middle court, inner, the most holy. Are you following me? Are you following? Okay. Those who are here, who are they? The church. Those who are here, who are they? Those who are here, who are they? Are they on the same level? That's why it says in Revelation chapter 11, it says the outer court do what? Revelation 11, it says, measure not the outer court, Abby. Let's look at it. You are going to ask what? Yeah, that's why I said to you that this chapter 12 is a major key. It's like, it's like you lock up a house and there's a central door, or it's like any maybe mathematics, and you have a key to settle the equation. Just key. That's what it is here. Okay. So, and then let's look at that Revelation 11. Let me say, and there was giving me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which was without, that's the outer court, Abi, leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto who? Unto Gentile. And the holy city, which one is the holy city? The middle court. The holy place. Is it clear? Is it clear? The outer court, what did he say you should do? And let it be the holy place. The holy, which one is holy place? The middle court. The middle court is called the holy place. Are you following me? The one is called the holy of holy, the most holy. Is it clear now? Sorry, this one should not have been there. This one is the holy city. Is this outer court here? Okay. Now, we are taking the concept of the what? Of the tabernacle. Abby? The temple, the concept of tabernacle is that this is outer court where sacrifices are done. Are you following me? In this place, what are the things you find in the outer court? No. The laver, the altar. And this is the altar where they kill the rams and the laver. And there's a veil. And then from this veil you come to the holy city, holy place. It's called holy city in the scripture, holy place. And it's the lampstand and the showbread. Are you following me? And then here you have the most holy place, the Ark of Covenant, the cherubims. So in the scripture, this place is called holy place or middle court or holy city. Is it clear? Now, remember what Jesus said. He said, when you shall see the abomination of desolation in the holy place, Abi, where is the holy place now? In the middle court. Where did he say you should go? He said, go up. Where is the mountain? In the Holy of Holies. Yeah, I'm glad that you know, this is what we said at the beginning. To scatter, to root out. When you see the abomination at that level, now let me put it this way for us. You know, the outer court is a place where people get born again. Is that clear? Okay. The middle court is where people get baptized in the Holy Spirit. Because the outer court is where you come and make sacrifice for sin, eat the ram and everything. You understand that one? This place, the middle court, is for the priests, where they have the last hand and they eat bread. It's for priests. Are you following me? Then the most holy place, who? Now, what we read in that Revelation 11 says, the outer court, do what? Leave it out. The most holy, the holy place, the holy city. Tread it under, when somebody, we come to that word now. That moon is under the womb, Abby. What is the woman doing? When something, you tread under something, what happens? Yeah, but Jesus said that you are the salt, but if you salt shall lose its savor. It's trampled where? Is it clear now? Now, and that's why Jesus said, you see, what happened to the people here? They got born again, isn't it? But they never move forward beyond being born again. When you do like that, what would the Lord do for you?
What will he do for you? That's what happened to Orthodox churches, Baptists, let me start with Anglican, Methodists. Did they not have the message of born again before? John Wesley, Martin Luther, don't they have the message of being born again? But are they still preaching born again today? As a people, what has happened? Because they remain at that stage of being born again, and they never move beyond that. Are you following me? Because that is the principle of God. Now, Jesus said that to him who hear, what will happen? More shall be given, isn't it? But when you stop hearing, what happens? Is even that which you have will be taken from you. Is that not so? So, those who get born again, they never moved. It comes to play. God says, cut them off. They are not willing to move. And then you come to the holy place. This is a place where people get baptized in the Holy Ghost, speak in tongues, they are anointed, they carry priesthood, and they minister, and they eat bread, and they give bread. But then, something begins to catch up with them. Abominations. That caused the solution. What does that mean? Abomination that God means that desolation means that makes God to leave. Because Jesus said, I've left your house for you. How? Desolate. Desolate of my presence. And that's what he said to Ezekiel. He said, they have made me to leave my house. They provoke me to what? To jealousy. Are you following me? So, and then he said, so when you see abomination in the middle court, what do you do? If your eyes are open to see it, because it's a spiritual sin, what should you do? The only place you can move up to is the next place. Is it clear?
You know, we have, I thought we have crossed over this bridge. Okay. Come on with you. Let me see. First and foremost, is that Sheikh, if it's not conflicting with what you may have been told that this city, the two witnesses will be in Jerusalem, and they will prophesy in Jerusalem, because that's the general teaching. But look at it. Let's look at it. Let's just trust the Lord. He said, now, he says, and I was giving me a reed like unto a rod, and the angels to say, rise and measure the temple of God. Temple. Verse 1. Temple. The altar. And them that worship therein. But the court, which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not, but is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in what? In sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two standing before, that cannot be in a physical city. Temple. Temple. Now, what do we mean by, let me also, when the Bible say Abraham was looking for a city, what is was he looking for? A people. City. You are a city that is set on high. You are a city. Even an individual is a city. He said to Jeremiah, I have made you a fenced city. Zion is a city. The city of the living God. Welcome unto Mount Zion, the heavenly city. Babylon is a city. Why I said it is like, it's like when we're looking at that, the Lord sits at my right hand. We are saying that when such words are you, they are not necessarily talking about physical, literary thing. Okay? Now, it's like God taking us, because the law of teaching is to take you from the known to the unknown. What you can identify with in order to take you to what you are yet to identify with. And that's why I just pointed to you. It's not temple. Temple. The altar.